Good afternoon, Miles.
Peter, you're on your journeys again, out about Romania. Yeah. Tell us the reason why and who you've got with you.
Well, we're out in Romania. We're on Valencia. Miles, we're out here at the European Schoolboy Championships. And that's it's a very, very good championships. And Ireland are always a great record in these championships. There's 30 countries entered these championships, Miles, 257 boxers, and there are 20 weight divisions. And when the boxing's finished on Tuesday, we have a rest day the day Sunday. We have 47 finals tomorrow and 20 finals on Tuesday. And that finishes the boxing. There'll be 237 contest boxing total, Miles. So big, big competition, and we're going good guns. We have 19 boxers out with us, and they've all done very well. And we have 10 in the semi-finals tomorrow. And hopefully we can get a few through to the finals on Tuesday.
10 have qualified for the semi-finals.
10 through to the semi-finals, Miles. Yes, we're guaranteed 10 bronze medals, Miles. So we're not too bad. Hopefully we can turn a few of those into gold and silver. But it'll be a tough ask because there are a lot of tough competition here. Well, the teams with the Germans and Bulgaria and whatnot, have you. Turkey, you know, there's some great boxers here, you know, young men, and that's all tough competition. Will be nothing for nothing, Miles, you know. They'll all have to put in a big effort. They upgrade their bronze medals now, tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fantastic. 10 out of 10 getting through to semi-final stages. So, obviously shows the strength of boxing at the schoolboy level here in Ireland.
It does, Miles. There's a great schoolboy camp going on here. All year round there, we a former St. John Bosco boxer from Donegal Town, Paddy Gallagher, he's the head coach there. Paddy's a teaching, mass teacher in Clondarkin and Dublin, and he's doing a great job. And we have Stephen McElhaney with us from Ballyshannon, the coach there as well. Liam Burton from Offaly, and our referee and judges, Larry Durant from Waterford, and I'm team manager myself, Miles. Unfortunately, we had no Donegal boxers through to these, but we had two boys from the Northwest, and we still have one left. Young Cahir Gormley from Maydown Olympic in County Derry. He's in the semi-final tomorrow. And all due to a bad decision, we lost Danny McHugh from the Two Castles in Newton Stewart, County Tyrone. So we're very unlucky not to have the two Northwest boxers through. We have boxers from Derry, Miles, right through to Cashel Vale and County Kerry. So they're boxers from right across Ireland in this 19-man team, you know.
And are there any of the Irish maybe favourites to take home gold?
Well, hope so, Miles. You know, it's very hard to determine who'll be on the podium for the gold because the opposition's so stuff here, Miles. You know, we have some very, very good boys here. Patrick Sweeney from Sligo, and we have Sean Welsh from Kerry, you know, Kane Lewis from Dublin, and young Cahir Gormley's on with a great chance to do his box very, very well. And young Jake Charles from Mullingar. Every man, it's all on the day, Miles, as you know yourself, like any other sport, and whoever wants it most on the day, that's the way it's going to be.
And a great honour for yourself, Peter, to lead an Irish team to European Championships.
Oh, it's great, Miles. It's a good honour whenever you get a call from the president of the association to ask you to go along with these young men. They represent your country at such a high level, like, you know, European Championships. As I say, it's a very, very high standard, and it's a great competition, Miles.
It's a big honour, but a big responsibility as well.
Well, it's a big responsibility looking after 19 young fellas, Miles. We have three, as I say, we have three coaches there with us as well. And it takes them all, you know, because when you're in a foreign country and the heat here, Miles, it's unbelievable, like the weather, you know. So it's and then when you have a bit of distraction with some of the boxers that has been eliminated and trying to keep them all together. And you know what I mean? It's not easy because the hotels that we're in here is packed out with boxers. As I say, there were 257 boxers entered, so it's big stuff, you know, and it's not easy keeping an eye on everybody. They keep them all together and keep them in place, you know. And watch their weight and one thing and another, you know.
Well, I was going to say just watching the weight as well, because anybody that still has to compete certainly has to watch their weight.
That's right, Miles, and they have to weigh in every day that they box, so we have to weigh in tomorrow morning from 7 o'clock to 8:30, you know, so, and you only get one run on the scales if you're over on that's you're gone, like, you know. So everybody really has to watch their weight, and the boys is all rested now in bed with such heat here, you know, for hopefully that we can get a few men through to the finals on Tuesday out of these 10 semi-finalists tomorrow, you know.
Well, we wish them all the best of luck. And just maybe mentioning, Peter, you'd have an interest in John Moore, Nellie's Golden Gloves, competing in the Commonwealth Youth Games in the Bahamas, beaten by a Welsh opponent there, James Nathan Probert, but put up a good show, and he's coming home with a bronze medal also.
I'm delighted for young John Moore, and a great boxer. A very, very good boxer, and it's great to see him coming back with a bronze, with any type of medal, but a bronze medal, it's a great honour for him. And I think they have a man in the finals as well tonight, Cian Tucker, is boxing for gold this evening as well. You know, they done very well out there, and wee John there, he was in the 49th kilo berth, and I'd just like to congratulate John. It's great for John and his family and for his club, and another medal for Donegal. The last one we got was Brett McGinty, so... That's very, very good. All good for Donegal boxing match.
It sure is. Okay, Peter, we'll allow you enjoy the rest of the day since you're off, and thanks for taking the call.
Thanks very much, Miles, and thank everybody at Highland Radio Sports Desk for giving us the time to put the boxing out on the airwaves. No, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much indeed. Peter O'Donnell, president of the Donegal Boxing Association. Well, he's out there in Romania with that team, that 10 of them have qualified for the semi-finals. That's certainly good in most people's eyes.